Good morning. Good morning. Starting to wake up a little bit, feeling less like a horrible Monday. Now it's just kind of just a somewhat bad Monday. I don't know. I don't feel so much like death. Anyway, it's 7:10. Let's do your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, sadly, comedian Ralphie May died at a private residence in Las Vegas on Friday. He was only 45 years old. He had just performed at Harrah's the night before. TMZ says Ralphie had been battling pneumonia for 6 weeks, but kept performing anyway and died of a heart attack. In a radio interview just a couple weeks ago, he told the host he was battling bronchitis. Ralphie finished second on Last Comic Standing in 2003. He went on to do specials for Comedy Central and Netflix. Ralphie and his wife, Lana Turner, who is also a comedian, split in 2015, but she posted a tribute to him on Facebook. They have two kids, April, June, May, and August, James, May. So, sadly, the comic world has lost another one. Well, it's about time that someone figured out how to turn burritos into dessert, am I right? Right now, at the Arizona State Fair in Phoenix, someone's selling a cotton candy burrito. They flatten out cotton candy, put some scoops of birthday cake ice cream on top, and then roll the cotton candy around it like a tortilla. They're calling it the Candy-rito, which is a bad name, and I'm assuming people are in it for the taste more than the branding. Honestly, you'll get diabetes just looking at the photo of this thing. Oh, my teeth hurt just thinking about how sweet that would be. And lastly, before there was texting or DMs or Snapchat, an entire generation grew up using AOL Instant Messenger, myself included. It's probably why we all took to texting so well. Believe it or not, AOL Instant Messenger has still been around all these years. I had no idea. I thought it was gone. Like, after I left high school, I'm like, oh, no, that's not around anymore, right? I can't remember the last time I used it or anyone still using it, but it's still alive, but not for long because it's going to die. AOL just announced they are officially killing it off on December 15th. They're just going to be done with it. I hope they have an awesome away message. That was the hardest thing to do, is to pick an awesome away message, so everyone knew that you were out there doing something cool and you'd be back soon. AOL Instant Messenger. I had no idea it was still around. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?